Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch, where we are watching what Taylor is doing. And Gia, I'm already tongue-tied because I'm so excited to get into today's episode.
We have a lot
to talk about. And I'm hyped. I'm hype right now. We're coming out a little bit later than usual on this Tuesday. Thank you, Gia, as always, for accommodating my schedule. I wasn't feeling well, but I wanted to be sure that I had full energy for this day and this bitch out. But before we get to that, we have to, of course, go in chronological order of things that have happened with Taylor the past week. And let's start with the fact that Apple named her Artist of the Year. Duh.
Not shocking.
And then, you know, and nobody really cared. And then the next day, Spotify was like, you're our global Artist of the Year. And we were like, yes, Spotify. Like,
Spotify,
we love you.
Spotify just gets so much more love than
Apple
Music.
They're really good. Yeah. And I think, too, that Spotify just had so many good original ideas that now Apple has had to rip off, like the Spotify Wrapped. Like, Spotify Wrapped is the best thing. It's the smartest thing. Whoever came up with that deserves, like, you know, I don't know, equity in the company, like something, because it's excellent. And Apple now does it. And now, you know, Apple has their own awards every year. It just doesn't, it just falls flat compared
to
Spotify.
Nobody cares.
It's just exciting.
They don't do it in like a fun way that Spotify does.
Like Apple, I feel like Apple, is, you know, for people with iPhones, which we pretty much all have anyway, so it's like not that big of a deal. But I think that Spotify does open up the range for people a little bit more, so people are more excited about it and whatever. So global Spotify artists, that's crazy. And to thank us, Taylor Swift finally dropped You're Losing Me from the vault, Midnights.
Finally.
Oh my God.
I also thought it was funny how whenever, like, when all those billboards were coming up, like, everyone was like, TS11 is coming, like, it's orange themed.
People were so dumb about that. Like, I didn't even clown for a second. I was like, no. I was like, you're not fucking getting me this time. And because I knew it was going to be something. The only time that there are billboards up like that all over the place is usually with Spotify or Apple or something.
Right. And she wouldn't announce her album on a billboard.
No. And also, it was Wrapped season. Like, it was about to come out. I thought it was going to come out Friday. Usually, I thought it came out, like, December 1st. But it does, I guess, come out a few days earlier. Or maybe they've moved it up this year. I'm not sure. But after Thanksgiving, that first week of, the last week of November, first week of December, it's up for grabs as far as, like, when the Wrapped is coming. So you have to keep your eyes peeled for Spotify ads, which is exactly what this was.
Right.
And I think that the ad was awesome. It included, like, bits and pieces from every era. And
it was super cute.
You saw the commercial? Like, they had, like, a commercial version of it?
No.
It was cool. It's, like, it was really just a lot of, like, jumping around. Like, there was a bunch of different, you know,
like
actors
Easter
and
eggs
stuff.
And stuff.
Yes and no.
Or just, I mean, like inside joke, like
inside jokes for sure. People do think that there are Easter eggs, but I don't. I think that it's very much like everything that's in it is stuff that we already know. It's kind of
that's what it's
playing with
like
us a little bit. But I don't think there was anything new on that advertisement.
Right.
And so the flat photo of it is really cool, and then the video itself with like some of her dancers were in it. I think. Was also really cool.
That's
so
cute.
Congratulations to her for that.
Yes.
And thank you for You're Losing Me. I've listened to it nonstop.
Yeah. Oh my God, nonstop. I mean, it's about time.
How long have we been praying? We've been praying
since
MetLife Night One.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, and I remember like when it came out and we're all listening to it and it was like, oh my God.
It was so good. Remember? Right. And we all were listening to like the illegal copies of it.
Yeah.
And then so I have like
I kind of forgot about it. Not forgot, but like I never even considered it like a song until now that it's on like a streaming platform. Like if we did like a Midnight's draft before now, I feel like would we have included it? Probably.
That's a great question. And I you know what, I bet that we wouldn't have because I don't know if I would have thought of it.
It's like kind of illegal for us to listen to if you think
about it. Exactly right. It would have been questionable.
Neither of us have the CD.
Exactly right. It would have been questionable, which is the thing that I regret because I remember in real time like having this conversation with myself like, no, I'm not going to buy the CD at MetLife because one, I don't have a CD player.
Right.
Two, although I do have the Midnight CD, like the original, I bought it at Target. Like, I don't know why. I don't even have a CD player. But
just in case.
Just, you know. But so I didn't get it thinking, oh, this will be on streaming in like a few weeks.
Yeah.
Certainly within the month, like no big deal. And then when it became clear that it wasn't coming out for a while, I was like, oh, fuck, I really did screw up. And even with those, like, you know, the copies flying around the internet and whatever, like, you really can't listen to them on your phone. Like,
you can't listen to it, like, because you can't, like, lock your phone when you're listening to it.
So, like, it's like not, you know, it's not the same. It's one way to deter people from listening to illegal downloads, which, you know, we were doing. But now we are able to listen to it the right way.
Such a good song.
And I'm thrilled about it. I've been listening to it nonstop in the way that I'm worried that it's been affecting my mood. Like, I'm worried it's like I'm depressed for sure, but I think that, like, it's kind of putting me in a spot, which I'm loving, by the way. I'm loving that.
I mean,
wrong with that.
Yeah, I feel like we both do that, just making ourselves feel worse than we already do. Yeah.
Completely.
I was listening to it. I forget where I was walking. Oh, I was the Eagles lost on Sunday. It was raining. I had my headphones on.
Bad day
on.
For football for everybody
day.
On Sunday, huh? It sounds like.
And walking home, just blasting it. And I literally was like, I feel like I'm the main character of a story in which, like, I just had to, like, break up with, like, my long-term boyfriend because, you know, like, we're just going in separate paths. The love's not there anymore.
He's not showing up enough for me, and now it's time finally for me to acknowledge it. Like,
meanwhile, just like, I don't even, like, have a man.
Literally not
all.
Even my life. Couldn't be less my life, but it's like still, like, I have to, like, cry on the couch about it. Like,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's so good, and I'm glad it's finally here.
Yeah.
And on top of this, served, you know, You're Losing Me served with a side of tea, courtesy of Jack Antonoff.
Thank you, Jack Antonoff.
He just loves to get in the shit. He loves it.
He is such a little crazy guy.
He stirs shit up a lot. And I don't know if sometimes I think that he will stir shit up. Like, he is the kind of friend. I think that I am similar to Jack Antonoff in terms of, like, friendship, where, like, my friend, you know, I know the truth and my friend is just kind of taking all this heat or whatever. And then I come in and I'm like, well, this is what happened. And I, like, fuck shit up on behalf of my friend. And that's, like, what he does.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like, he is always setting the record straight in one way or another, whether he's speaking to the Swifties directly or if he's being extremely transparent. But he posted on his story a photo of Taylor Swift eating raisins singly.
Yeah.
And drinking a bottle of Gaslighter Rosé, which is on the way, Gia, by the way. I ordered us some.
Yes, Kelly got us some. Very excited.
The Chicks. It's the Chicks have created this rosé. It's called Gaslighter. Yeah, so that's probably why she had it.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
And the winemakers have been, you know, overwhelmed with joy. Very happy about it. Really sweet people out in Sonoma County. So I ordered up a bottle. We'll have that. Hopefully it'll be here next week. And she's sitting there with the raisins and the Gaslighter Rosé. And Jack Antonoff says that on 12/5 it was, or 12/4?
Yeah, 12/5.
That was the day. 12/5/2021 was the day that they wrote You're Losing Me. You're Losing Me. Which is
crazy.
A long time ago. Yeah.
Crazy, because it just changes the whole perspective of the song, I think.
Absolutely.
There's this girl on TikTok, Elise something. She's super funny, and she, like, was listening.
Meyer. Elise Meyer.
Yeah, I love her.
Oh, I shared her thing, too, when she's on the
treadmill. Literally an hour later, Jack Antonoff posted that, so it's funny, because she was, like, listening to the song, and she was like, when did she write this? When was this? Like, what the hell?
So funny.
Yes.
It was so cute.
And it's kind of like Jack, like, answered her and was like, well, we did write this on December 5th, 2021. And, you know, Joe and Taylor didn't break up until 2023.
Right. Which leads us to believe that there were some on and off moments.
Yeah.
And also, I think, though, that this does fit in better with Midnight's releasing in the fall of 2022, because everyone was kind of confused about Midnight's, what the tone was, whether it was a, you know, she obviously presented it to us as a collection of works from late nights and whatever, which I do believe, but at its core, it does kind of seem like, you know, we're going through something, we have ups and downs, maybe there's a breakup happening, maybe there's attempted reconciliation, we're not quite sure, you know, how to feel.
Yeah.
But we know that we feel the songs. And I think that You're Losing Me is such an obvious, like, you know, spelled out, this is how I'm feeling. You're losing me.
Yeah.
You're not doing enough. And yeah, sure, maybe I wouldn't like me either. Mm. Like, you know, kind of back and forth. And I think that it's interesting to know that it was written when it was, because it, like I said, it paints a little bit more of a picture into maybe what she was going through at the time.
I just think it's too personal of a song for it to be, like, you know, one of those songs where it's like, oh, you know, she could have based it off something else. Like, we have this here, like, Sweet Nothing. She liked a tweet about how Sweet Nothing, like, may or may not be about Paul McCartney.
That I thought was also certainly interesting timing on that one, because Sweet Nothing is a song off Midnights, of course, which is it's the sweetest song.
Yeah, it's very
cute. It definitely seems like a, all right, we worked it out. It almost, you know, and I again, we're always comparing to Beyonce, which we could talk about that later too, because Beyonce is relevant today in this conversation. But when Beyonce came out with Lemonade, which is one of my favorite albums of all time, the progression of Lemonade, I think, is what's so interesting to me. I don't know if you're as familiar with it, but she goes through all the stages of grief, right?
Right.
And all the different songs like end up being, you know, XYZ. By the time she gets to the end, when it's like Sandcastles and like the songs that are like, we've been through some shit, but we've made it to the other side. Kind of like Taylor in The Great War.
Yeah.
But Sweet Nothing really was like, oh, this is like, their love is pure and they can overcome. And like at the end of the day, they understand what is real about their relationship and whatever. That's, I think, what most people interpreted Sweet Nothing to be.
Yeah.
But now, after Jack Antonoff is talking about You're Losing Me, clearly making it about Joe, and then Taylor liking a tweet that said, Paul McCartney and Stella McCartney, I guess Paul McCartney wrote a poem for Stella that had to do with
Stella.
Linda. Yeah. Sorry. Stella, I'm thinking of her daughter.
Yeah.
Linda McCartney. And so he wrote this poem for her, and Taylor may have based her song off of this poem.
Yeah.
And the poem is basically describing exactly what she describes in the song. So it makes complete sense. And also, they're good friends, Taylor and Paul.
Oh, okay.
And they did the Rolling Stone thing together. They've like interviewed each other, and they've not worked together, but they are close. And then she's very close with Stella, the daughter. So it makes sense that she would have heard this story and maybe been inspired by it. And she does that too. What was another song? Maybe you'll know. That is inspired
Starlight.
By... Starlight, right?
Yeah, that's Ethel Kennedy, right?
Ethel Kennedy. Yeah. Also, too, though, wasn't there one about Jack Antonoff and Margaret Qualley?
Yes. Oh, no, it's Jack Antonoff and...
And Lena?
Lena Dunham, yes.
Damn.
And it's, like, one of her, like, really good
love
songs.
It's a great song, but I forget which one it is. For some reason, I thought there was one about Margaret, too. Like, a newer one.
I'm pretty sure it's about Jack.
No, I think you're right, for sure. But for some reason, I thought that it was a more recent, but I could be wrong.
You Are in Love.
You Are in Love. Oh, and what a lovely song. What a lovely song.
That's
awkward,
crazy,
though.
Crazy, yeah.
Awkward now that they're broken up. But it is it is interesting to think, like, as much as we want to force these songs into the, like, puzzle of Taylor Swift's life, not all of them are about her.
Yeah.
And maybe they fit with the vibe. Like, Sweet Nothing perfectly fit into that album in terms of the, like I said, the progression of an album and storytelling and whatever. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's directly correlating with what's going on in her life, which it clearly was not.
Yeah. Yeah.
According
it's crazy.
To Jack. So, damn, that's something.
Yeah. They dated for what, 6-7 years? Like, you're not going to just fly through a relationship
you don't
and
end
have
it overnight.
No issues. Yeah.
You're not going to fly through a relationship with no issues, facts. And you're also not going to, like, just end overnight. Like, I feel like there's so much, especially when someone is as famous as Taylor, you don't just, and you dated someone for so long, you can't just, like, all right, fuck you, bye, never speak again. Like, you go through ups and downs. You try to make it work. You try your best. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very sad.
So that's all crazy. Yeah. But I would say that despite all of this, our queen came out on top looking unbothered at the Renaissance movie premiere.
Yeah, she looked amazing.
Awesome.
Beautiful silver sparkly dress.
Gorgeous. People were saying that there was a snake on the dress. There was not.
No.
It was very
much like leaves, right?
Or something. Yeah. Which is so cool. Good.
Yeah.
But everybody was freaking out thinking there was a snake on the dress. No. But she did take a photo with Beyonce, and they were looking at each other in a very mischievous way. What do we think about that? Do we think that there is a world where Taylor and Beyonce collaborate? I don't know if they have similar enough sounds. Like, I'm sure it would sound amazing, whatever.
Right.
If they ever did something together, it would sound amazing. But, like, what would that even sound like?
I feel like right now with Renaissance, like, Renaissance has such a different sound than what Taylor has been putting out. But I feel like they could do some sort of, like, like power ballad.
Like a ballad. Yeah. It would have to be like that. It would have to be love-based.
Yeah.
I think that that's where they cross over. You know what I mean? Like, because Beyonce is she's a lover. She's an emotional woman who feels things deeply. And I think despite her, like, you know, her more party songs, which I feel like Renaissance is kind of like more like a party.
Yeah.
And at least some of it, not all of it. But I think that previous albums she's had, she's been a little more like lovey-dovey, and I think that she and Taylor are similar in that way.
Yeah, totally.
They feel love strongly, yeah, you know, and they like to express it. So
I would love
so
for them
curious.
To collab. That would
oh,
be crazy.
Oh, my God. People would lose their fucking minds. Yeah. Everybody yeah. would go apeshit for that.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing. I think that they have overcome a lot. I love seeing this. I love seeing Beyonce
and
Taylor's
premiere. I just
love
seeing
premiere.
Them together.
Me too. I really
uplifting
do.
Uplifting each other, supporting each other. Like, mm-hmm. it's just... was it Beyonce's mom who posted it on Instagram?
I think so. That was like, these two women are leading the, you know, are fixing the economy. I think it was Beyonce's mom.
Yeah, and being like, so they're sweet. Literally proving that we don't have to pit women against each other. Like, mm-hmm. just because one woman is successful does not mean that the other one isn't. Like,
yes.
Because they can both be successful in their own lanes, doing their own things. Mm-hmm. And they're the, like, they're, it's, I hate it because it's just like, every time a woman is successful, mm-hmm. she has to be compared to somebody else.
Right.
It's like, why? She's doing all these good things for the fucking country. Mm-hmm. Like, stop. It just doesn't make sense. And so I really appreciate seeing them come together like this because I think it sends a huge statement. Like, there's just no reason to keep being like, well, Renaissance or Eras Tour? It's like, why mm-hmm. can't we just have both? Because
just
we
have
do both, have both.
Because we have both and we're allowed to have both and we can enjoy both. Yeah. And I think that that's an excellent point, Gia. And I think that, as always, and we've talked about this before over time, maybe we talked about it on the other line, we've talked about it whenever the topic of like powerful women, we're all at the top, is that there is enough room at the top. We've all been conditioned to believe otherwise.
Right.
And if I'm going to believe anybody that tells me otherwise, it's Beyonce and Taylor Swift.
Facts.
Like, it's crazy how it will change your perception on things. Because, like, I mean, I am a jealous person. I get jealous of people all the time.
Same.
Not necessarily. But I also am very upfront about that. Mm. Like, and that used to be really the only way for me to, like, cope with it. Be like, I'm very jealous of this right now.
Yeah.
Like, I wish that were me, or I wish that I was doing something right, or I wish I thought of that first, or, you know, whatever. Mm. But to be able to not think about that jealousy when you can just be like, oh wow, look at her, she's crushing it, hopefully I can crush it too soon. You know what I mean? Like, one person's success doesn't take away from your success, and I think that this is such a good example of this, and I love how much they've overcome over the years, and I love how every time they're together it's still one big fuck you to Kanye West. And I just like, oh, I love it.
And
I'm just a massive fan of them both, so I'm thrilled to see them together. But the premiere was in London, which I thought was hilarious timing considering everything. And so that was like, oh my God. So she's sparkling, you know, mirror ball, bejeweled all over London.
Yeah.
Love that. And she took her bestie along, Blake Lively.
Yes. Very
and
cute.
Blake was also looking adorable. They took a series of cute bestie photos together.
Yeah.
And then of course, Blake Lively's husband, Ryan Reynolds, the jokester that he is, photoshopped his own face on top of Blake's and Travis's on top of Taylor's, which we love.
It's just so silly.
Hilarious. Truly, truly funny.
I thought that was very cute. Ryan Reynolds kind of gets a lot of shit, I think. Some people think he's like kind of corny or like he's like not that
funny.
Like
I feel like I crack up at everything he does. Like, him and Blake both are so like famous and then they just still do shit like this. Like, imagine Ryan Reynolds like sitting at his computer photoshopping his own face on his wife. Like, that's hilarious to me. Like,
I know he got the picture from
can you photoshop
this? I know.
Oh, Twitter made it.
Yeah, he got the picture from Twitter, but
he's trolling Twitter looking for
literally
fan edits and shit. Like,
it is very funny, but sometimes his humor to me is just a little,
it's dad shit.
Yeah, for sure.
But he's, you know, he's old,
but he's very sweet. It's just still so crazy to me that they're all just in a circle, like
they're all just friends.
Travis Kelce,
I know.
Ryan Reynolds, like Blake Lively. It's just wild, wild, wild. Like, do you think like him and Travis like texted after, like, oh, bro, that's so funny?
They're probably like all in a group chat. Like, what do you think that they're, that Blake, Ryan, Travis, and Taylor's group chat is named?
Oh.
Like, because you know it exists.
They're definitely called like the core four or something.
For sure. For sure. Like the big four.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Travis's Chiefs or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the Chiefs Army.
Something like that. Yeah. I have no idea. Because I bet they started the group chat when they all went to the Jets game. you know, the Jets Chiefs game. Because the first time they, at least that we saw, they all hung out. So I don't know, but I like the friendship.
Yeah, it's very cute.
Everything feels positive. It's all great. But speaking of other good friends, we have our girl Kelly Teller, Miles Teller's wife, who of course was featured in the "How About You Think About Me" music video, and she also is just a long friend of theirs. She was getting busy liking TikToks and Instagrams, right? Both or just TikToks?
Just a TikTok I saw, and then. I think she liked a story or posted a story. I don't really know.
But she posted a story of "You're Losing Me" and said, "Finally."
Yeah.
I remember that. And I love Kelly Teller. I think that she's mega fan. Like, she is what I hope to, like, God forbid, or not God forbid, but like, if I'm ever lucky enough and I get to meet Taylor and like, oh my God, what if we become friends? Like, that would be the kind of friend I am, because I'm such a massive fan, and so is she.
Yeah.
That like, you know, Taylor will come and be like, "Listen, you know, have you seen the pictures of them when they're doing the I'll Bet You Think About Me behind the scenes photos?"
She's like,
where
listening,
she's listening to the song and like sobbing in Taylor's arms. Like, that would literally be me. Yeah, so I really appreciate
and
her fandom.
When I went to go look at her Twitter, I was like looking through her other like tweets, and she like was liking tweets like Taylor's seen out with Kaylee Teller, Teller and Selena Gomez, and like she liked it. I was like, I would do that too. Like my own paparazzi pictures.
100%, 100%. Like, she's so normal. I love her, and I love Miles Teller.
You know
as well.
That I just realized her name is Kelly.
Oh yeah,
I always thought it was
Kaylee. No, Kelly.
Yeah,
I hope I'm right now that I'm saying it. Yeah, no,
sure
it's Kelly.
Kelly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
because,
but she
obviously spelled crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's K-E-L-E-I-G-H. Kelly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she liked a TikTok video. This is just like diss Joe Alwyn week, low-key.
Oh, yeah. Everyone, Joe must have done something. Because he's, or maybe he didn't do something, but maybe like we're just fucking sick of it. Well, clearly we're sick of it. We'll get into that. But everybody is speaking out, it seems.
Yeah.
In their own way.
But she liked a TikTok where someone was like, referencing that Jack Antonoff's verse in the Anti-Hero remix is about Joe, when he's like, "I just feel like everyone's an art bro lately, and I'm judging them on a hill. Too hurt to hang out talking shit about your famous baby, pierced through the heart of 90s guilt." And she liked a TikTok saying that that verse is about Joe.
What is that? I don't know that lyric. I don't know these lyrics at all.
It's like the Anti-Hero remix with Jack Antonoff. I've listened to it once.
I don't even know it at all.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And he says.
He said, "And I just judge them on a hill. Sometimes I feel like
everyone's an art bro lately.
And I just judge them on a hill.
Too hurt to hang out talking shit about your famous baby. That's totally about Joe.
Oh, completely.
Too hurt to hang out talking shit about your famous baby.
100 billion percent.
Yeah.
Wow. Hooray for Joe. Holy shit.
I know. So that's another dig at him that came from this week.
I also loved, and I don't know if Kelly was liking any of these TikToks, but the TikToks that were popping up for me were Taylor accepting Grammys and like thanking Joe.
Oh, yeah.
And Jack Antonoff basically rolling his eyes on the side.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah.
He is not good at hiding his emotions.
And yeah, and
but
like,
I never look at him. And that's what's so funny is like, I'm always looking at Taylor. So I don't even notice what Jack Antonoff's up to. But now that everybody's like in retrospect looking back at this, like, he cannot hide his face at all. So I'm going to have to start looking at him now.
There's another clip that you should look at. It's from the Long Pond.
Mm-hmm. I did see that.
Yeah, video. Yeah,
yes,
yeah. But she's like, "Oh, yeah, like, Joe just like woke up and like started writing these lyrics." He's like, "Did he?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, really?"
Amazing.
Yeah, so funny.
That's amazing. No one's buying that Joe's as deep as Taylor thought he was.
About, yeah, what's his
so
alias?
Funny. William Bowery.
William Bowery, yeah,
obviously.
Fuck you, William Bowery.
Which, like, William Bowery, way cooler name.
Yeah,
like, that's
totally.
Just, like, a way cooler name than Joe Alwyn, no offense. But, like, you know, I think that this is our classic case of, well, I'm dating someone and I'm really into him and he can do no wrong and he's amazing.
And all your friends are like, "Yeah, he's great."
And they're like, "He's great." And then when you break up and everyone's like,
and
"Fuck
then they
that
all
guy."
Tell you. And you're like, "Why
happened
didn't you
to me,
say anything?"
That's happened to me recently. Like, I had no idea that my friends did not like an ex of mine. Like, I thought everything was good and like whatever. Now enough time has passed where they're like, "Oh, that fucking guy." Like, thank God. I'm like, what the fuck?
I know.
No one mentioned this to me.
I know.
Like, well, you were so like upset. I'm like, yeah, but like, come on.
I know.
Like, maybe I would have been less upset if you told me how much he sucked.
Yeah, same with me. I was like, damn, like, this is embarrassing. I know. For me. Like, you guys.
No, for real.
Me,
like, yeah. You let me just be a fool.
Yeah.
Don't let me be foolish.
Yeah. And they were like, I didn't want you to get mad. I was like, okay, good point. Because I probably fair because like,
I
would have.
Well, yeah.
This is awkward. And
there is no way to do it.
Yeah.
No.
There's no way. You just gotta suck it up until they break up. They'll see it themselves.
They'll see it themselves. And once they give you the green light to talk shit, you let it go. But until then, it's tough.
I know. I always wonder, like, this. It's like if Taylor, like anyone who involves themselves in Taylor's friend group, obviously they know anything they do is going to be interpreted in which way somehow in that involves Taylor. You know, Selena Gomez likes something, Kelly Taylor likes this TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, do you think she like texts Taylor and she's like, hey, do you care if I like this? Like, because like.
True.
You know
I feel
what
like
I mean?
At this
like,
point,
I feel like
though,
just a harmless like coming from Kelly Taylor like
becomes so much.
It's something
because
obviously it's the connections. I think like imagine if I was famous and like Madeline like liked a TikTok about like my ex boyfriend. Like, I always wonder like, do you think they talk about it before? Do you think
I definitely
Taylor's
I don't
just,
think
like,
it's
you
that
you,
much.
Like,
I think it's very much you do you at this point because right now. There is nothing that Taylor or her friends can do or say that won't become headline news.
Yeah.
And that is something that I, like, I was even thinking about it. I've tried to stop, like, I used to blog every, like, if Taylor Swift was breathing, it was on our blog.
Right.
And then I started thinking, like, okay, this is starting to get weird, and, like, E! News posts it every minute they post everything. Page Six is the same thing.
Yeah.
That literally, if she steps outside the house, it's headline news.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to get worried to the point of, like, obviously, we worry about people getting Taylor fatigue. We don't want that. Mm. I also think that we're making such a big deal out of things that mean nothing and that are just side things. Like, honestly, these liking of these tweets and TikToks and stuff. Like, it's funny because we're talking about it here. We're like an in-depth podcast that's talking about these things. But E! News was headline. Kelly Taylor likes TikToks about Joe Alwyn.
It's very
crazy. It just seems kind of crazy. Like, it's chill.
Yeah, that's why I feel like maybe they don't talk about it because, like...
No.
At
unless
point,
it blows
like,
up, I think, unless it blows up to a point where it has to be discussed, I doubt it even comes up.
Yeah. Because that's just a lot to deal with. Like, as a friend, like, you don't want to have to, or like Taylor to her friends, like, you don't want to have to constantly be like, hey, like, be careful what you do, be careful what you like, because
completely.
You're friends with me. And, like, that's a burden to put on other people and a burden to hold on to yourself.
Completely.
So, yeah, I feel like.
Do you feel that, and I feel this across the board, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, I feel less about, but people liking Instagrams and TikToks, I wish that we just couldn't see that. Like, I wish that we couldn't see who's liking what.
Yeah.
Yes, it makes for juicy gossip, but I do think that it's reminding me of days when we had the following tab on Instagram and you would like stalk the things that people were doing. You could see what they were liking. You could see what they were commenting, see who they would follow.
Yeah.
See, and that, Gia, I'm going to tell you right now, sent me down the like darkest hole
of
my
life.
Oh, it's so toxic. Like, it is so bad.
Yeah, it's so toxic.
And I feel like I don't even know how to find, like, unless I see someone has liked it when I scroll by on Instagram, I feel like people know immediately what people are liking.
Yeah.
But how do they know on TikTok? Like, if their likes aren't private,
I
guess?
If you follow, so, like, if, say, like, we follow each other.
Yeah.
When you like my TikTok, like, I get, like, an individual notification.
Right, well,
like,
that makes sense.
Keys.
That makes sense, like, for me,
so I feel
I
like
guess
if someone was following Kelly Taylor, like, she liked it and they got a notification. Or, like, sometimes people have their likes on not on private on TikTok, so you can scroll through their likes. Like, Taylor has her likes on open on TikTok.
Right.
So you can scroll which she likes. I mean, seeing people's likes on shit is...
It's
not as bad as it used to be, I will
say.
No,
it's not. It's definitely not.
It used to be really bad. But, I mean, people's likes on Twitter, I stalk...
Twitter
is
different. Twitter is different. Yeah.
But yeah, it is different.
But TikTok and Instagram, like TikTok, I feel safe when I like post. I'm like, oh, people can't see.
Really?
But
like,
now I don't.
Yeah.
Like,
now
I don't
like,
feel safe.
Yeah,
at all.
I don't feel
and
safe.
And I don't really know how.
There are so much stuff that I want to like that I can't because I know. Like, I mean, I'm me. Like, I'm not fucking Taylor Swift. Like, no one's.
No,
gonna
nobody
like,
cares.
Oh my God, gee,
nobody
blah, blah.
Cares.
But like,
God forbid the wrong
part.
You know.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. Yes.
Or maybe someone misinterprets something that I've liked that I've said. Like, I'm also scrolling TikTok and Instagram stuff when I'm high as balls at night. Like, I'm just liking stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just sharing. I'm just liking. Usually it's me just laughing, like, haha.
No, literally.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
Like, no more thought to it.
Yeah.
But that aside, I think that social media in general, especially when it comes to Taylor Swift, is so out of control at this point that it does scare me, one.
Yeah.
But two, that we had to... take a break from a lovely night with Beyonce and a lovely night in London, and we had a full-blown bitch out slash word of caution from Tree Pain to Dumois.
Yep.
And Gia, I've never been high. This was a birthday treat for me on Friday. Like I was like, I woke up and I was like, this is still going on. It happened at night, like, you know, and so in the morning I woke up again and things had progressed and it's about fucking time.
Yeah.
How many times have I said on this podcast that Dumois has a bad attitude, that she's like, there's something going on there. It feels slimy, feels gross. It doesn't feel the same as talking about celebrities and pop culture, things that are reported in the news. Like, she's not a news source. She's just regurgitating screenshots from shit that she sees from random people who are making shit up. And this time we've gone too far. So would you like to read Tree's statement?
Yes. So Dumois basically posted a story that was like, her and Joe got some sort of ceremony, mm-hmm. And whether it's a marriage or whatever, but
she's
it was never made legal.
She's been saying this for a long time, by the way.
She's been saying this forever.
Like years.
Whatever. Yes. And then Tree took a screenshot, posted on Twitter and said, enough is enough with these fabricated lies about Taylor from Dumois. There was never a marriage or ceremony of any kind.
Never.
This is an insane thing to post.
Insane.
It's time for you to be held accountable for the pain and trauma you cause with posts like these.
Period. Absolutely.
Poo.
That is the end of it. And I'll tell you what, I couldn't be happier that this is happening. People, there are multiple sides to this. People have a lot of thoughts. Mm. The only thoughts I want to hear are the ones that Dumois is trash, because that's facts. But people are like, okay, pain and trauma, what? Like, that's like a crazy way to describe it. Okay, we're forgetting that Dumois has produced an onslaught of bullshit when it comes to Taylor Swift. And nobody's commented on it. Nobody said anything about it. This song comes out. It kicks it all back up again. Dumois over here swearing on her life. I'll swear on my life. Yeah. I'll swear on my grave. I need to pull up some more screenshots.
She said something like, I never make money off of.
She goes, so this was her reply, which is what set me the fuck off. So like, I see this from Tree Pain and I see, you know, Dumois is catching smoke and I'm thrilled about that. And I'm thinking in my head, surely Dumois will take the humble road or eat her words
or
something and be like, listen, all right, like, we don't have to post about Taylor anymore then. Like, that's it. You know what I mean? She goes, well, I make $0 from lying. Can publicists say the same? Also, to relate something that is in reference to something that happened years ago to pain and trauma after what just happened seems like a poor choice of words. Either way, I apologize to Taylor. Bullshit. Bullshit fucking apology. That wasn't even an apology, by the way.
Yeah, not an apology. I apologize to Taylor, by
no,
the way.
No,
no. Okay,
one
fuck off.
Apology.
The attitude, like,
fucking awful.
Yeah.
Also, just like, she's always typing as if she's in a fucking hurry.
Yeah.
Take a second to proofread your shit.
I never made money
way.
Off lies.
That?
You make money off lies every day.
It is the most offensive
shit
I have ever, like, what
that's
a blatant
so
fucking lie. No,
like,
are you insane?
Yeah.
You have a podcast. You put out a book. You have
post
this whole account.
Items.
You have
blind,
a whole entire account.
Yeah,
your Instagram
crazy.
Is monetized. And for you to say that you don't make money off lies, it's literally your entire fucking business, Dumois.
Yeah.
Your entire business
is spreading gossip.
Is spreading gossip and lies and random screenshots that you get sent that you don't fact check and you just put on your fucking shit.
Yeah.
You're a borderline stalker when it comes to the celebrities running around. The only good thing you ever did was wait a day before posting all the celebrities out at dinner.
Yeah.
But still, it's fucking crazy and it's time for you to shut the fuck up. It's just time.
It's time.
I'm so sick of it.
No, I
can't believe it.
I agree.
And for people to like act like, oh, it's fine, whatever. Like, I understand liking celebrity gossip and I understand wanting to see what people are up to and see what they're doing. I liked Dumois at first when it was all the restaurant stuff. Now that it's just like literally random people submitting lies and thoughts and their own conspiracy theories, it means nothing to me.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't a factual account. This is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And it does more harm than good.
Yeah.
And so I do not like it. I unfollowed it. I'm done with Dumois. I don't want to check it out. I don't give a fuck. I think that a lot of people need to take everything that is said. Like, I, you know, I'm not going to sit over here and be like, fuck her, torches and pitchforks, unfollow her, block her account, whatever. Do what you're going to do. Everyone's going to do what they're going to do. Do not take it seriously.
Mm.
And I think that if we've learned anything from this interaction, it's that Dumois cannot be taken seriously in any capacity. Yeah. And I can't believe that anyone ever did take her seriously. And it's like, well, it's two girls that manage it. And I know who they are, and I won't say their names. And, you know, it's like they want to be anonymous, even though everybody knows who they are now and they knew who they were for a while now. Mm. But it's like, you guys are fucking assholes. They're assholes. Yeah. And that's the end of it. But what people are not realizing, and what I also didn't realize, I made a video talking shit about Dumas, and I hadn't seen these screenshots myself. So I wish that I had this information when I posted the video at first, which I think is important to the story. Apparently, before Tree Pain came out and said, "You cause pain and trauma with posts like these," which, by the way, for Dumas to be like, crazy choice of words using pain and trauma given what just happened.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
you
get what
give
that
a
means.
Fuck, Dumas. Like,
what does that
you
mean,
give a
what
fuck.
Just
She's talking about poor Anna who passed away at the concert.
Oh.
She's bringing that into it because, there was an unfortunate, awful situation happening.
You can't
happened at Taylor's concert weeks ago.
Yeah.
And now, God forbid, she can't herself
feel
pain and trauma from the bullshit that you're spewing because someone passed away after one of her stop.
Like,
it's just it's gross. That's fucking disgusting to me.
That's
how dare
weird.
You bring that up? How dare you? Like, that is so inappropriate. I can't even describe it. So these things were posted and then deleted. The first one, I won't read the whole thing. Well, no, I will read the whole thing. Someone, because she posted it blindly and didn't have any comments on it, but just posted it, which is another problem. Because it's like, if you are screenshotting something, Dumas, and you post it on your story, the public that's following you assumes that you're co-signing it.
Yeah, totally.
Or assumes that it's at least food for thought, at the very least. Because if you think otherwise, you'll post it and you'll say, absolutely not true, total bullshit. Because she does do that. Someone put this, Midnight's bonus track. "I always figured You're Losing Me was a song about a couple growing apart after a pregnancy loss. Remember looking at this room. We loved it because of the light, a nursery." Just making shit up. "Baby furniture. The air is thick with loss and indecision. The pulse heartbeat throughout." That's Taylor's heartbeat, by the way. "If The Blind from September 2021 about a pregnant A-list pop star was about Taylor and she had a miscarriage, it would make sense that if they handled the emotional response differently in the aftermath, she could have written the song about growing apart in December 21. Blah, 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 whatever. Bullshit. I don't care if Taylor herself texted you and said, "Hey girl, I'm going through some shit." You don't talk about this. You do not bring this up. You do not submit something. You do not conjecture. You make conjecture about a miscarriage. You don't make conjecture about pregnancy, anything.
Yeah.
It's none of your fucking business, especially not the public.
Yeah. The miscarriage, it's just
fucked
like
up.
That's a line that you just don't cross.
So that was posted and then deleted, which is what everybody thinks is really what set everything over the edge,
right.
Which I would believe.
I would believe
also
that too.
Posted, NFL dog. "This married NFL player is a player. This beloved NFL player, known for being a great dad and husband, is nothing of the sort. He's known to DM IG models for hookups when he travels for games. He might as well trade in that silly green outfit for a clown suit."
Like, fuck
trying to
off.
Trying to talk shit about Jason fucking Kelce.
Like,
get out.
Get out of here.
Get out.
Man. Yeah.
What are you doing? Like,
are
and that's what I'm saying. Like, people
there's
just
no
want to say
proof.
Shit.
It's just crazy, crazy, crazy,
and,
crazy.
And 2 million
me.
People follow that account.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 2 million people follow that account. A lot of people listen to the podcast. She's got, you know, the fucking book, whatever. Let's see what they're at. They didn't lose any followers from this bullshit, of course. You know, whatever. Mm. And she has the nerve to post about Taylor.
Yeah.
Post Dumas spotted Taylor's vantage point from last night's Chiefs-Packers game. How dare you? Keep Taylor's name off your fucking lips. Like, why is that so hard? And you know why she won't, Gia? Because people want to click for Taylor because they want to know about Taylor because she makes money off of people clicking on her fucking shit when she talks about Taylor. So she'll say whatever she needs to say to get all eyes on her. And I just think that it's so gross and disgusting.
Yeah.
And I used to not want to talk shit about Dumas. I never wanted like to end up on there for some reason. Like, God forbid I get, you know, a boyfriends in my past, like talking shit, like, God forbid. And, so I always kind of played nice, but I'm done. I'm done doing that. I fucking hate these bitches. And I think that they've strayed from the original business model of just like, you know, fun celebrity stuff. I think that a website.
Just too much.
Too much. I think that a website like Crazy Days and Nights or whatever, like all the blind item, like websites and stuff. I understand that they exist and people like them. And sometimes there's truth to them. I think having it in Instagram form and needing it to be like needing so much content that you just post fucking anything. Is extremely irresponsible.
Yeah. It's irresponsible. It's dangerous. Two things.
Yeah.
One. Yeah. The money thing is just absurd to me. It's like how fucking
How far is
your head up your ass that you don't realize that your job is making money off people's lies, gossip, That's crazy to me. You must not have a single brain cell, because I mean, we can even admit that, like, it's like we all make money off gossip. Like, we all make money off
gossip. That's part of the situation, 100%. But also, we make money off gossip, but we're also reporting on things and discussing it in a thoughtful way. We're not sitting here literally making up lies. Like, I heard, I heard Taylor and Joe got married, by the way, and I'd stake my life on it. Yeah, like, are you fucking kidding me? Were you there, bitch? No, you weren't. Yeah. So shut the fuck up.
And then for people to be like, the pain and trauma is to say that's dramatic, to me, like, I think, or pain and trauma, sorry, not drama, but pain and trauma, like, imagine you date someone for 7 years, six years. Who knows what happened between that relationship, whatever. Now you're out of it, and people are still posting, like, well, they got married, they had a miscarriage. They, like, that relationship is done. You're constantly having to relive it because of the stuff that people post. That, to me, is pain and trauma.
I could not agree more. I also think that people who, like, put yourself in her shoes, you know what I'm saying? Like, so many people can talk big and say shit like, oh, that's not that bad. You talk about relationships in your songs, so that means that we're allowed to talk about it. Okay, but say you post a photo of your wedding day, right? Say you're a nobody and you post a photo of your wedding day, and then you guys get divorced, and then you find that there's a full length discussion about it in your hometown's Facebook group. Are you not mortified and traumatized and worried and like, oh my god, like, I can't now imagine that on the biggest scale possible. Facts. Which is Taylor Swift, the most famous bitch in the world, and everybody is talking about this shit that happened to her, and they're also wrong about it, by the way. They're saying the wrong things, they're spreading the wrong rumors, they're creating narratives that make no sense, and it's hurtful to her, and it's annoying to have to log online every day and see again everything that everybody says. Conspiracy theories have now become headline news, and it's too much. Like, it's too much. It's just the records need to be set straight, and thankfully, you know, trees coming out of the woodwork, whether it's now or whether it was before, whenever she felt it was necessary to set the record straight on this one, because people just need to stop fucking talking about it. It's done. It's done. And the song is out. The song is about Joe, probably. Like, we know all that, whatever. That doesn't mean that we need to read into it more than the fact that they broke up. They had, you know, they tried this, that, whatever, and it just didn't work out. We don't need to now, you know, paint this picture to make it more dramatic than it was. It sounds like it was pretty dramatic on its own. We don't need to, like, it's not like, to a certain extent, it's none of our business. Like, it's our business in a way that it's like, all right, we're analyzing these songs and we're thinking about her life and we're talking about her life. But when it comes down to her as a person and this real relationship,
like, the nitty-gritty conspiracy theories details aside,
right? Like, we don't know, and it's none of our fucking business. And we don't need people just making up stories about it. And I don't understand why that's like, I don't know. That to me is not good gossip. Like, there's a difference between good gossip and bad gossip, and that's bad gossip. Like, that's just not, it's not, it is not rooted in truth, and it's not interesting because it's too fake. So why are we spewing it?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's just stupid. It's just, it's total headassery from Dubois being like, I don't make money from spreading lies.
What a bullshit fucking response. Oh, my God. Well, I don't make money from... Like, it's just chill the fuck out. Let's not forget, by the way, that Dumas was the one that was basically, like, you know, kissing Pia on the lips for all that drama she was doing. So, I don't know what's going on there, but I'm hoping that... Usually, a bitch out from tree, especially in this manner, is a kiss of death. And I'm hoping that that's the situation. I hope that, like, actually... These whatever credible sources that Dumas has left, I hope that they all cut ties at this point. And if she wants to become a conspiracy theory Instagram account, fine, do that. But label yourself as such. Don't label yourself as if you have all these insiders and, like, we see through your bullshit now. We see through it. You are now in the category of Perez Hilton, of NT lawyer, whatever the fuck, crazy maids and knights. That crazy bitch on TikTok, people keep tagging me in her shit. She says she had one good point, and I didn't realize. Marissa Roth.
No, I don't know her.
People don't like her. She also does blind items, I think. But she was against Dumas in this, and people were tagging me in her video. And I commented, and I was like, yes. And then she used my comment as, like, a vessel to create, like, another video that I totally didn't – like, disagree with, but I also didn't agree with. I don't really want to be, I don't think we're friends. Like, I don't want to be, like, associated with her. I don't know what her deal is. sounds like people don't like her, and it does sound like she spreads a lot of bullshit, but she was right on this one. So, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you just can't. I just don't. I don't know. And I don't know if that's hypocritical of me or us to think that, like, our version of gossip is better than their version of gossip. But I do think that.
Yeah.
I think it has, like, a little more integrity behind it. Is that crazy?
Yeah,
to think?
I feel like we talk about stuff that's already happened.
Yeah.
And, like, there is some, like, we never, like, just say things out of the blue. And I also feel like we don't speculate about, like, Taylor's, like, personal details like that.
Yeah.
Like, did she have, like, it's just not,
I would never even ask that question. Like, it's just,
ever, yeah.
It was even gross, like, rereading it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I just don't, it's so inappropriate.
Like, timeline
it's
stuff
so inappropriate.
To me is different. Like, when we talk about You're Losing Me or, like, That Sweet Nothing Isn't About Joe, like, stuff like that, like, to me, that's not, like, detrimental information. You know what I mean? Like, that's not personal information that we're, like, trying to put on blast.
Agreed.
That's, like, stuff that's already been put out that we're, like, okay, like, maybe this could be that. This could be this. But we're never, like, this is this 100%. Like,
yes.
And here's why.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I feel like it's...
I've never once said, like, put it on my tombstone. I will die on this hill for anything about...
Yeah. I just feel like it's a lot different what she's putting out there compared to what we're putting out there. But maybe I just have my own bias in my own head. But,
that's
like,
what I mean. But I feel strongly that we don't, though. Like, I feel like we know when to stop, we know when to draw the line, and Dumas does not.
Yeah,
and she got called out for it, and she doubled down, and that to me says that they're shit people.
Yeah.
So I don't trust them, and good riddance from them in my life. This unless they spew some more bullshit, this is a Dumas is no longer relevant in this pod.
Yeah.
Not that it ever was, but...
Like, you know how France is, like, bleep master for taking master?
We're
bleep moi.
Bleep moi.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do bleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Do bleep.
Do bleep. Fucking bitches. Like, I can't stand. I can't stand that shit.
Yeah, me neither.
How do you... I don't know. Whatever. So, that's happening. And then, you know, we're all pissed off about that. And then I'm thinking in my head, like, what's happening? Is Taylor going to make an appearance at the Chiefs game? Mm. Whatever. Turns out she flew from London.
Green Bay.
She flew right to, I think, maybe Kansas City first or right to Green Bay.
I think.
Probably Kansas City first.
I think she went to Kansas City first,
Oh, yeah, she did. You know why? Because they had the
Christmas
party.
Yeah, very cute.
And,
with the squirrel sweaters.
Matching squirrel sweaters,
yeah.
Which I didn't see. I think I saw a faraway photo. I try not to look at this.
Yeah.
There were no photos taken of them because people were respecting their privacy in town.
Except for that one fucking
person.
There
was one sneaky photo.
Yeah.
But it looks like Taylor and Brittany Mahomes, I think, was the photo I saw.
Yeah.
I didn't see her and Travis.
Travis was, like, in the corner of the picture, I think.
Oh, I didn't see. I honestly, I didn't even look that hard because I was like, I don't even need to. They're wearing matching squirrel sweaters. I believe it. Maybe they'll post a photo one day. But very cute. Squirrel sweaters because of Travis spelling
old
squirrel
tweets.
Wrong. Those old
tweets.
Hilarious. Love that. Inside jokes. They were chronicling online.
Very cute.
We love that. And then they went to Green Bay and Taylor was hanging out with Brittany Mahomes again. So it seems like water under the bridge as far as the Skims ad.
Right.
You know, or we're just pretending it didn't happen and moving on. Whatever. And then the other woman, I don't know who it was. She was somebody's wife.
Another wag. Probably.
Another wag.
Yeah.
So the wags were out. They're all
and
wearing
they're
matching coats.
Red coats.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Stella McCartney coats, speaking of. And people were trying to say that Brittany and Taylor were sharing clothes, but Brittany is like 5'2" and Taylor's like 5'11". So there's no way that was the same coat.
I didn't think about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so because the way that I don't even know if Brittany was wearing hers, like people were digging up maybe an old photo of Brittany wearing that coat.
Yeah.
And
she was pregnant.
Her, yeah. And it like fit her perfectly. But like if she was wearing Taylor's coat, it would have looked like, you know, she was drowning in it.
Right.
Like the arms would be way long and whatever. So it just looks like they all have that coat. And rumor has it, according to my girl Toast of Styled, I think she posted this, that a lot of the wags have that coat. That's like a thing.
Cute.
Which is cute and fun.
Yeah.
And it's a little sisterhood they've got going
on
there.
Totally.
Very cute.
That video of her walking in was very cute when she was like, all right, I'll see you guys up there.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't even, imagine what it's like to be a wag on the Chiefs.
I know.
And, like, now you just get to hang out with Taylor Swift.
How lucky.
So cool. So cool.
Very,
those girls
very
are
cool.
So lucky. Yeah.
Did you see that picture of that kid that took the
selfie
from the with
glass.
Taylor through the glass?
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
like up against the glass.
Yeah,
did you see the tweets
like,
that
free
were
her.
Like, no,
yeah.
did you see the tweets that were like, we have to get Reputation TV out of the vault? Like,
she's
stuck in the vault.
Yeah.
Like the I Can See You video.
Yeah, it's very
hilarious.
Cute.
Cute, fun. There was also a video of people, like, she was sitting there chilling with the wags, and people in the next booth over were, like, trying to sneaky take selfies. you know, she never has a moment of peace. Yeah. That's facts, which sucks. But what are you going to do? And then I also appreciated a video someone took from below where she was watching Travis. And she, it appears, she appears to have said, oh, my God, I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious because I say that every day.
Every day.
I swear I say that every day. Yeah. It's so funny. She's just like us. And unfortunately, the Chiefs lost.
Yeah.
First time with her in attendance.
Yeah.
Which is a real bummer. I thought that, you know.
And like Green Bay's like not really that good.
Yeah. What's the deal with
that?
Like,
I don't know.
Why are they, what's going on? They lost their last
Everyone's
game too, didn't
kind
they?
Of out of whack.
It seems
they
to
lost
be.
Last weekend. No, or I think they won last weekend.
Maybe.
She wasn't there.
She wasn't there.
Yeah, I'm
they won. Are they lost another
sure
one that
they
she
won
wasn't
against the Raiders last weekend?
Maybe she they lost another week that she wasn't there.
Yeah,
it might have been the Eagles game. Did the Eagles
yes.
beat them? Right?
Maybe okay. Eagles beat them. Yes.
So the Eagles beat them, and then they. I think yeah, I think you're right. Beat the Raiders, and then now.
Yeah,
now they've gotten beaten by Green Bay.
Come on,
everybody
Travis.
Looked cold. Yeah, come on, Travis. Everybody looked cold.
Yeah,
and
very
miserable.
Cold, snowing.
Snowing.
Yeah.
I feel like it's always snowing. Like, I don't know, like
Lambeau, Green Bay.
Lambeau,
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 Lambeau. Damn,
Lambeau,
Lambeau, Lambeau Stadium. Anytime I see it, it's snowing.
Snowing.
Like, I've never seen it not covered in snow.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Good, you know, good for the Packers, I guess. Chiefs.
Yeah.
They're gonna have to lick their wounds and come back next week.
Yep. Yep.
And
yep,
we don't know as of now, factually, what everybody's doing for the holidays. Mm. Taylor, of course, has off until February, which is great. Travis very much doesn't have off at all. So
I have a feeling she's probably just going to be spending all of her time there
in Kansas City. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
what
they
if,
maybe
what
they'll
if, like. What if Taylor like builds a recording
house.
Studio, not
oh,
even a house, like a recording studio, like around the corner,
that'd
like
be crazy,
like Kansas, like Chiefs sessions. You know what I mean? Like Chiefs water
Chiefs
cooler
sessions
session. Or
yeah,
something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
You know, hilarious.
I mean, she did like, didn't she fucking like buy a house like right near the Kennedy compound when she was dating
yes.
Connor Kennedy?
That's Holiday House.
Yeah,
which like I love that she still has that. But yes, that was
yeah,
Holiday
which
House.
Is very funny. But I mean, like,
which is hilarious.
I could see her maybe. I can't really see her like renting a property or something. I feel like
no.
she just stays with Travis.
Agreed. Agreed. And he's got that new house.
Yeah.
Does she have property in the UK? I feel like, I don't know.
I feel
if
like
she does,
yes.
I feel like we haven't been made privy to it.
No, I feel
you know
like she
mean?
Probably is, it's, maybe would want to put it on the market at this point. I don't feel like she
I know
to
facts. I know facts.
Pop
although she does like
London
it.
Anymore.
Here's the thing. And I'm going to say this. I think that, I'll say this about the UK, London, Joe, all that, whatever. We cannot let one sad British boy ruin our view of London. Because London
right.
is spectacular. And
right.
it deserves more. And it deserved more than Joe. And it deserves Taylor. So she could still love London.
Yeah, that's
she
very true.
She could still
true.
Love the UK. She could still be a British girly when
yeah.
she wants to be.
I've had a lot of New York men do me dirty. I still love New
of
York.
Of course. Of
yeah.
course. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We can't write off a whole area
yeah.
just because Joe is in it.
That's facts. That's
and
facts.
We don't know where he's at this point.
Yeah.
I feel like
doing
there was something.
Conversations with friends.
Yeah. No, Scott Swift
live
has never.
Reading.
Scott Swift has never worn a conversations with friends.
Yeah. Someone,
so.
Another one. The security guard was wearing a Chiefs hat. Then her security guards never worn a conversations with friends. Chiefs
never once.
Conversations with friends hat.
Never once.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's interesting, but. You know what? I'm actually hot on the UK right now. One, because I'm going again for Christmas, or after Christmas. That's number one. Number two, I saw Saltburn over the weekend.
Mm.
Fuck, did you see that movie yet?
No, but I really
Girl,
want to.
You gotta go.
I
you
know.
Gotta go.
I know Jacob Elordi.
It is so
I
good.
Heard.
Gary, Jacob Elordi, and also
Barry
though
Keoghan.
Barry Keoghan.
Yeah,
like,
I heard
he,
that he's. Yeah.
Bruh.
Like, I heard that he's well endowed.
Yo, I got slapped in the face with his hotness. Like I was like blah 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 blah. What?
Yeah,
like,
and you know who he
shocked.
Went on a date with?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yep.
And they match,
yep.
by the way.
I
first of all, I'm jealous. I'm jealous, like, of both.
I'm so
like, I'm
jealous
of both.
We're
like,
also, like, literally 5 inches taller than him.
No, I know. We could never. Like,
yeah.
we could never. He's like, a short king.
He's
for
a short
real.
King. And she's a short queen.
And she's a very short
she's
queen.
She's a tiny queen.
Tiny queen.
Yeah.
And, but they match up well. And
yes.
if you've seen Saltburn, I won't give anything away. I highly recommend. It's a somebody described it as a psycho sex thriller dramedy.
Yes, that's,
which
yeah.
I think is a good way to describe it. But so if you're into that, like, it's weird as fuck. It's Emerald Fennell, the same director of Promising Young Woman, another favorite of mine.
Love that one.
And
yeah.
She also had a little bit to do with The Crown. She was young Camilla Parker Bowles for a minute, spreading some shit. Yeah, Emerald Fennell is amazing. She also is Midge in the Barbie movie, Pregnant Midge. That's
oh,
Emerald
that's
Fennell.
Her?
Yeah, and she worked on that a little bit with Greta Gerwig. Like, she slides in everywhere.
Wow, okay.
I love her. She's like really interesting to me, and she's dark and twisted
right.
and a freak and whatever, but So Barry is he's been in a lot of different movies. He was in the Banshees of Inisherin.
Yeah,
he was in Killing of a Sacred Deer, a Yorgos Lanthimos movie that I'm a huge fan of. Yorgos
the
Lanthimos,
Eternals.
The Eternals. Yeah. The Eternals is when I started to think he was hot.
Same.
Before that, I was like, Barry Keoghan, not
Same.
Hot at all.
They have
Eternals.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, what's
like him and
here?
His relationship with that other side character, because they're kind of like side characters in it, like, is way more chemistry, like, cute. Like, you want to know more about them than you do the main
Absolutely.
Two.
Yeah. So that was captivating. And I really hadn't thought of him much. And again, in Banshees of Inisherin, he's like this freak, like, you know, like he's like a creep, and
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
like whatever,
he's like,
so you don't
yeah.
really think he's hot, but he has something about
there goes
him
that dream
yeah exactly right yeah. but he has something about him where it like he it looks like he's staring in your soul. Maybe it's the blue eyes, like,
yeah,
he just really like gets into your skin in a certain way. Enter Sabrina Carpenter. You know, Under My Skin. And I think that match is good, because if
so
you've
cute.
Seen her Feather music video, it's very similar vibes, like like a little bit of murder, lighthearted comedy murder.
Right.
It fits in well with the things that Barry does.
Right.
So I would actually love this couple.
Me too.
Continue.
I really like them.
And I would like eventually for Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, Barry Keoghan, maybe Jacob Elordi shows up with Kaya Gerber.
Yeah.
Are they still dating?
No, Olivia
Who's he
Jade,
dating now?
Olivia Jade.
Oh,
we know, yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Jacob Elordi has to drop
he
Olivia
does his own
Jade.
Thing.
I'm sorry.
It's crazy they're
he
still
can't,
together.
Yeah, she doesn't. That's mean of me to say, but she just doesn't. She can't roll with the big dogs.
She's
way
just
that.
Like, you know, I don't know, right? Like,
yeah.
what do we say about.
Yeah.
I'm just
jealous. Because
I'm
I
jealous
want it to
too.
Be me.
I'm jealous
Olivia Jade
too.
Is beautiful and probably so cool and normal. And I'm just like,
I'm sure,
she can't
but
fit
she,
in with
but
them
I
as
remember
if I
her.
Could.
I remember her like vlogs though. Like she's just such a. She's like a California
she's
girl.
An influencer.
Yeah. Like, she's a California girl, and he's so like whimsical. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, he's
yeah,
such
like
a,
artsy fartsy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like whatever.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jacob Elordi, we're off path a little bit, but what do you think about him talking shit about the kissing booth? I think it's perfectly fine. I think that like.
Like, no shit, the kissing booth sucks.
Whatever.
But I mean, it is kind of sad because, like, him and Joey King. Dated like for a while, and like to be like,
yes.
yeah, that movie, those movies suck, like, whatever.
I think that
is
coming
a little throwing shade.
Totally. I think
it's
more
a
place of throwing shade on like their relationship
yes.
than it was actually the movie.
Yeah, the
those movies
stink,
were,
but like,
of course they're bad, but they're like,
they're
cute.
What got you started. Like, he would have been nothing without
those
movies. Yeah,
you don't forget where you've been.
Yes.
But I do think that, that it's funny. I always forget that he dated Joey King.
I know.
And, I think that a lot of people forget that too, because people were on his side. They were like, yeah, that sucks. Like, Joey King, chill. Like, check your IMDb. And I was like, no, Joey King has a respectable IMDb as well. All Jacob Elordi's really done. Yeah, now all of a sudden he's in Priscilla and he's got Saltburn and he crushes in Saltburn. I've yet to see Priscilla.
Yeah, I know,
but before that,
Priscilla.
It was Kissing Booth and Euphoria. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Euphoria, he's like a monster. So, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think that, it's just interesting. We don't have to talk about all that. But I'm excited for the potential group dates in the future.
Yeah, me too.
You know, maybe seen out in NYC.
Yeah,
Sabrina
and
Barry.
I really. Oh my god,
I would die.
I would
Ooh,
die.
Gia, you have to see that. I'm almost telling you to like go see it today. Like,
no, I know.
It's so good.
It's coming out on streaming.
Oh yeah,
on
December
the 22nd. So
yeah.
I'm like, maybe I should just
maybe
wait.
You should wait.
But I really do want to see
but
it.
I don't know
I've been
if I,
avoiding
I don't know if you
a
can
lot
wait.
Of spoilers, so I don't really know what happens or anything that it's about. So, but yeah,
and don't look anything up because it's good. It's good to like go in blind.
Yeah.
I think you should go see it anyway. I think you should go see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think I, maybe
the big
I
screen,
will.
It's good. It's worth it. It's worth it.
I
anyway,
love the big screen.
So congrats to Sabrina on getting that good dick. And congrats to Taylor and Travis,
yes.
who now are, you know, just chilling in Kansas City, having a good time.
Yeah.
Finally, maybe they'll have some peace.
I would love to see them do a red carpet together eventually.
Please. I would too. Shit.
Do
what do you think
would
be their
carpet.
First red carpet? It would have to be like the
Grammys.
Yeah.
When are they? February?
Oscars?
February? January?
February. After or either end of February, early March. I think Oscars are early March. I think Grammys are early end of February, like late 20s.
So I would love to see
Super
them
Bowl
do a
be
little
over by
Grammy
then.
Moment.
I would love it too. It's crazy how the only photos we have of them are like paparazzi coming in out of cars.
Yeah,
I would like a
like a
photo.
A real
photo.
We have that one picture of her kissing him on the cheek.
Yeah, so cute.
Yeah, but yeah.
But that was, you know, in a group photo. But but yeah, so okay, power to them. Fuck Dumas canceled in our eyes.
Yep.
That's the end of it. We love powerful women. Thank you to Beyonce for coming together with Taylor and just being, you know, girl power, girl boss,
girl
queens.
Boss. Yes.
And I think I'll be listening to You're Losing Me on repeat until next week.
Yep.
Next week, finally, we're going to do the folklore draft with Feidelberg. Yeah, we're going to coordinate with him. And
we've been trying to coordinate for a while, but we probably could have done this happening.
Shit keeps happening, yeah. And he was, he was like not feeling, he all weekend he was bitching about how he didn't feel good. So I don't know. I guess he was here yesterday, though. I was surprised by that. Anyway, so we should be all good by next week. Yep. Hopefully we'll have the Gaslighter Rosé as well.
Yes.
To give it a proper try.
Love.
A little Wine with Kelly collab. And I think that's it.
Perfect.
Until next week.
Love you guys.
Love you.